Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. Thank you, Luke. All right. We are excited on a Wednesday. We got a jam-packed show for you. And all I can tell you is Rico is in a mood. Let's get it going. I'm kidding. I totally made that up. I was just making sure you're paying attention. So we have business to attend to. And David, we made an alteration to the show sheet unbeknownst to you. I was talking to Rico about this, and we're going to do a PSA to start the show because I've had enough of something. But I think it's going to lead us into something else that needs to stop locally. And we're going to go from there. Okay? So hear me when I say this. I talked to David about this and Rico about it earlier. I've spoken to Jim Costa about it. I'm going to do this for the record. I can't believe I have to do this.
Do we need to swear you in?
You can.
I mean, I just want to make sure what you're going to say is the absolute and God's honest truth.
It's the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help me God.
Okay.
But between what Wojo did the other night and what Cookies did this morning, I have to put a few things on the record. Okay. Because, look, I understand what's going on, all right? You know, they can't generate feedback on their own, so they need to use my name, put my name all up in their mouth. But I want to help them because it has to stop. Okay? You don't need to make things up. You can make fun of me. You can use our show sheet. I don't care. None of it's an issue. But you don't need to make things up. So for the record, Mr. Rico Beard.
Okay.
Are you the bailiff? What's your...
I'll be the prosecutor. I'll just ask you the questions on the stand. If you would like.
Go ahead. Okay. I have bullet pointed 6 things. Because I don't know what these other shows are doing.
Okay, well, Michael Valenti, I will ask you this question. Have you ever advocated for the Pistons to go all in?
No. No. This is a made-up thing by Jim Costa and Wojo. No. I have said doing nothing isn't an option. I've also shot down things like Giannis or KD.
So you didn't say that they have to go get KD.
No,
they have to go get Giannis.
I didn't want him. What I have said is the following. Any trade that would, quote, compromise their future, I'm not making. If you want to keep Jaden Ivey, I'm actually on board where you go, all right, Ivey and Cade in the backcourt, I'm going to take one of Ron Holland and Ausar. One, not both. One. I'm going to take Tobias or Fontecchio or Beef Stew. One or two of them. Salary needed to get player who plays basketball. And I would take up to 3 first round picks. Let's see what the market bears. That's all I've said. All this morning though, unlike Valenti wants to go all in. You're right. I've advocated to trade for Nikola Jokic. I just, again, never said it.
You never said this. Okay.
Never.
Okay. Well, Mr. Valenti, have you ever pounded the table and said we have to go and get Zion? By we, I mean the Detroit Pistons. They have to go and get Zion.
No. All I've said is, when you want something interesting, risk it, biscuit. Low acquisition cost, high output. Here's an idea. This is a forum for ideas. I have never... This was what Wojo did the other night. Well, the Valenti can. I never have pounded the desk, never said they must, demanded it, none of it. I've provided an interesting name that I think could be had, and I think it's a lower cost, higher risk, higher reward deal. Don't have to have it, because what have we always said? No one knows him better than Trajan. Mm-hmm. And if Trajan doesn't want him, that's good enough for me.
Okay.
That's 2 things.
Okay.
On the record.
Okay. We would like to know, and by we, the city of Detroit, what do you have against Jaden Ivey? Why do you feel he needs to be dealt?
That's made up. I don't think he has to be dealt. I've said that with Ivey and Duren, they're both extension eligible. You probably can't keep both. What have we said? I like the idea of, hey, once and for all, you can have Ivey and Cade play together. Fine. Pick one of Assur and Ron Holland. Go that route. You want to keep him? Keep him. I don't care. It's another made up thing. I don't understand it.
Okay.
I don't like this. I feel very threatened by you.
Really? Well, we're not done yet. Sit down.
Put that coffee down.
So, what is it that you want our Detroit teams to do?
Got it. Try. That's what. Here's the disconnect I feel like this show has, not only with the other shows at the station, but with the audience. And maybe you guys in listener land can tell us. I want championships. I'm not interested in fun. And thundersticks and daiquiris and, you know, ripping Marlboro Reds. Guys, I want championships. So, case in point, well, the Celtics haven't won many, right? But they try. Like, this was another thing that's just completely made up by Jim Costa.
No. Sir, we'll get to that.
All right.
Please answer the question.
I want all of our teams that once you get up off the mat and you're good, if you want to swim with the Sharks, you better act like them or you're going to get eaten by them. That's it. The Pistons are with the Sharks now. Okay? And I say the same thing about the Tigers, the Lions. The Wings is a whole different thing because I think frustration fuels that. But as it would pertain to the Pistons, I want them to try. And I'm not going to sit here and deal with this. We're going to get better on the margins. Okay, it's one thing to go from 14 wins to 40. It's a whole nother to go from 40 to 60. The margins are probably not going to help you there. And when I hear things put out there about, Oklahoma City and margins, Hartenstein is one of the best rebounders in the league and was a starter on the New York Knicks. Alex Caruso's been a starter for playoff teams. Alex Caruso's a good basketball player. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm sorry, that's not margins. The whole point is I want our teams to have a focus on a championship. And I don't feel like that's the case. With Tom Gores, he has just said the goal is to win a playoff series.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, well, that doesn't work for me. Now, if that's okay for you guys, that's fine. We don't need to make things up. You don't need to make things up.
Okay, but Mr. Valenti, sir.
Stop calling me Mr.
Can't the Pistons just go out there and be homegrown and do things the way the Celtics, and I'm going to even throw in the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Again, I confronted Jim about this after the show before he was catching a rat in his home, which kind of freaks me out. But the idea that the Celtics are homegrown is either being willfully ignorant or dishonest. You choose. The minute they got Jason Tatum, sign Al Horford, sign Gordon Hayward. Hey, we're going to go trade for Kyrie. Oop, that didn't work. Get him out. Redo it. We're going to trade for Derek White. We're going to go get Drew. We're going to go get KP. Listen, you got to stop with this because they drafted Brown and Tatum. That's your homegrown angle?
That's homegrown.
Yeah, okay. And here's the thing. Oklahoma City is not homegrown. Caruso, Hartenstein, SGA isn't homegrown. Acquired via trade when they traded the franchise away. You can't say things like that. Enough. Stop using my Celtics as homegrown. The Boston Celtics were not homegrown when they created the most expensive team in the history of the league.
And still trying to give away pieces, but I'm not done yet.
Okay. Will Smith had it right. Kind of. My point is,
bottom line is this. What are you here for? What do you want to see? What are you here for? Why are you so angry?
I'm angry because people create straw man arguments because they can't argue what I'm saying. I'm not asking the Pistons to go all in. I'm not asking the Tigers to wreck their future. I'm not asking for teams to do quote unquote stupid stuff. But what I can't stand is you can't have a conversation without your words getting twisted. Which is, you're upset that Trajan's not going to make a move, so you want to go all in like Valenti. No one has said that. I have not said that. But unlike the rest of the station or a lot of the fan base, I'm not here for fun and ball tickles. I want to win a championship. Let's check the championship hotline in this town. Pistons have won a title in 22 years. They're good. I'm excited. I want to add to the excitement. That doesn't mean you go to the deep end of the pool and cash in all your chips on some misguided Blake Griffin move. No, but you're seeing deals happen. You're seeing things take place, and your GM got up there and said, no, we're not going to be aggressive. And, you know, it's about bringing our people back. I just get tired of my words getting twisted. You don't need to do it. I'm very, like, you could say a lot of things about me. Rico, I'm pretty clear with the things I say. I'll get stuff right, I'll get stuff wrong. But, man, if I hear another show on this station, twist what I'm saying. Why? Because these are baseless things. I do not want the Pistons to go all in. David, just like it's at church, can we start like a clap thing? We're all wearing gowns. I
that
do
would be
not.
The choir, sir.
Whatever. I don't. It's sway left and right with me. I don't want the Pistons to go all in. Okay. I simply want them to try.
Okay. I'll ask my co-counsel. Is there any other questions you would like to ask of the witness here?
No other questions on my end. I do have some questions from the gallery here.
Oh, great.
Mr. Villini, why do you think the whites are better? LOL.
Tickets extra wins. Tremendous job. That was about NC State's football helmets. Come on.
So the Pistons are going to be trading to get the number one overall pick. I got it.
Yes, David.
No, someone is on your side. Joe in Detroit, in fact, says, I'm driving in a lot of afternoons at work. I listen every day from 2 to 4. And I haven't heard you ever once say you want the Pistons to go all in. I've heard you say exactly what you're saying now.
Thank you. Joe, I love you. I want to let you know that, Joe. I don't know you, but I love you. That's it. We don't need to make things up. As I said to Jim on the phone, we probably would have found a happy medium because if I were there, I wouldn't have let you get away with your nonsense. I just want these teams to have a laser focus on championships. Mm-hmm. That's it. And Rico, you know what I know. There is a wide breadth of moves you can make between the one end of the spectrum, which is Giannis, zillions of picks, fever dream, and nothing. Mm-hmm. And this weird homegrown, almost like fantasy people have. I operate in the middle.
Yeah, and for the Pistons, I'm thinking it's probably going to be more small moves like you got last year, but they worked for Trajan Langdon. They worked for the Pistons. It took them from 14 wins to 43 wins. I would like to see a little bit bolder, but it's after yesterday, yeah, it sounded as if don't expect 313 calling anybody anytime soon.
And also, by the way, hey, let's check the Red Wing rumor mill. Do you know what Kenny told me?
Yes.
Here's the rumor mill today. Kenny, do you mean to tell me that in the most impactful summer of Steve Yzerman's career, they're not anywhere with anyone today?
Not today. The only thing that I've seen since this has all started was that weird goalie one. Yeah, not looking off to a great start with that one.
So I got one more question for you, Mr. Berlin. Would you like it now?
Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Next.
I got one more question.
And that's all.
You.
I wanted to set the record straight. And let me be even more unequivocal. I have no issues. I think it's fun when shows talk about each other. I don't mind the ball breaking. I don't mind being made fun of. I don't mind the drops. I don't care about any of it. I don't. But you don't need to make up things. That's it. You don't need to twist things. If anyone at this station will never be confused as being wishy-washy or murky, it's me. So just please don't do that. Like Wojo the other night. Oh, the Millennium Kid pounding the desk. Never happened. Kind of like you being sober. Never happened.
Okay. That's personal.
Well, I've had it.
You know what?
Okay.
Sit down. You're not done yet. We'll get back to you next.
Okay. All right.
97.
All right.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, we'll go to the people because we do have a topic to get to. That was cathartic. I've had enough. It's like if you want to use the material, use it. If you want to have a debate, we'll debate. Don't make stuff up. It's ridiculous.
I do have one last question for you, Mr.
Yes,
Lenny.
Sir. Oh, God, what?
Why do you feel the bar of success has been lowered in this city?
Oh, how long you got?
We're here till 6.
Okay, well.
Tigers game, 6-10.
It kind of bleeds into our topic. Like, we're going to get to this Dan Campbell thing. Because now, and I do blame, look, I blame the teams as a part of it, right? When you go without winning for so long, right? People don't remember. We're coming off a decade of, it was the worst four-sport town in America, winning percentage-wise. I blame social media, a lot of it. I blame the media, both mainstream and now this, I don't know, whatever you want to call the social media.
Fanboy.
Yeah, fanboy media. Because now anybody can create an account and it can be called like Pistons Boner Jam and Lions are the bestest, you know, and it's just an account that puts out propaganda. What we've conditioned fans to do is basically drink. They're drinking sand, not because they want to. It's because they don't know any better. It's all an oasis. It's this mirage. The standard has always been a championship. And the problem is the only people telling the truth are the ones you attack. Like, you get mad at me and Rico for what? Because we don't have a logo on our paycheck? Because we want more for you and for us and the teams? Like, that's, you can feel it in real time, Rico. Mm-hmm. So it's like anytime you're like when Trajan Langdon says what he said yesterday, and I'm not piling on Trajan. He's done a fantastic right. job in his 1 year. I just didn't understand the calculus getting up to a podium yesterday and essentially telling people you're doing nothing.
Especially when you're being told that there's going to be a lot of trades that are going to be happening in the NBA. And it's like, you know what? I'm going to sit back and watch. You guys go ahead and.
And again, maybe it's a heel turn. Maybe it's a fun story. Maybe shocks the world. I don't know. Maybe it's the Iserman laser beam memes we used to see. Look, I think it's been lowered because people have had their mind poisoned. That it's all good all the time. And anyone who tells you your team's not perfect is bad or has bad motives or is a bad person or is a hater, which is, it's an absurdity. The whole fun of being a fan is debating on an almost hour-by-hour basis about your team, what they are, what they aren't, what we need, what we want to do. And those conversations now are met with just a very, it's a sad response. Because what it is people have given up their right to think. And they're like, well, no, I'm told all day that my team's perfect and this is right. Why are you idiots between two and, no, because we're not bought and paid for? Because we're not idiots? Because we actually like look around and go, hey, there's more out there for us. Mm-hmm. I don't know, man. So look, case in point, this Dan Campbell thing and what we just, you know, Doug and Scott were talking about it and Pro Football Focus put out their top 10 head coaches. National media hits the list and says Dan Campbell, shown respect, makes the top 10. Mm-hmm. Local blogger sphere, whatever you want to call it. And I'm not demeaning anybody. Let me be very clear. Chase whatever you want to chase. If your passion's the Lions, you want to write about it, you eventually want to get into the media, do whatever you want to do. But look at the headlines. Massive Lions disrespect Dan Campbell. And I'm like, did I read a different article? Did Dan Campbell not make the top 10, the top 20? Did someone put Dan Campbell like right next to Brian Daboll? Right. No. Here's where Dan Campbell is on the Pro Football Focus list. And people are bent out of shape about it. And this is why I truly believe. Like, people talk about Trump derangement syndrome. Mm-hmm. I truly think there is a team derangement syndrome. It's a different TDS.
Yeah.
Where people cannot talk about their teams anymore.
Yeah. Love somebody the way people love Dan Campbell.
Right. So Dan Campbell comes in at 9. And you go, oh, it seems kind of low. Is it? First on the list, Andy Reid. Guy's been to, 11 championship games and won multiple Super Bowls. Mm-hmm. Andy Reid's number one. Sean Payton has won a Super Bowl. Sean Payton has taken multiple teams to the playoffs, right?
Right. They're probably thinking Sean Payton, Denver Broncos, not
Sean Payton, body of work.
Yeah.
I get what you're saying.
Sean McVay, Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Multiple. Has won one.
But
right?
He's a weirdo.
Doesn't matter. John Harbaugh, Super Bowl. One of the winningest coaches in the history of the league. Runs a great program. Mm-hmm. And what has he won? The Super Bowl. Yeah. Mike Tomlin. Now, if you want to question Tomlin, you want to say he's a little bit rah-rah, Super Bowls 15 years ago? Well, here's the other thing. The body of work suggests that if Mike Tomlin and his aviators and his wooden cross are on the sideline, you're going to the playoffs. True or false?
True.
He's done a good job in Pittsburgh. Jim Harbaugh, before you freak out, remember something. I don't have to like the guy to respect him. He's an elite NFL head coach. He's been to multiple Super Bowls. And I think they're going to unseat the Chiefs this year. I have no problem with Jim Harbaugh at 6. Let me say it for the people in the back. I have no problem with Jim Harbaugh at 6. Kyle Shanahan, multiple Super Bowls, mm-hmm. not only as a coordinator, but as a coach, has had the lead twice in the fourth quarter of Super Bowls and just lost in overtime. What am I going to say?
Right.
He didn't show up like Wade Phillips and lose by 50.
To the number one coach.
And 8 is Nick Sirianni. Yeah. Pretty sure having a Super Bowl and being the multiples gets you there. Dan Campbell is the highest rated coach who has not won or much less been to a Super Bowl. There is no disrespect in that. But if you look at the local media today, you would have thought somebody showed up at Dan Campbell's house and kicked him in the sack. No, actually, it's appropriate. He's number 9. Mm-hmm. Blew a 17-point lead in the NFC title game and got aced out by a rookie last year. 9 is actually really respectful.
Four years in, yes.
This is the stuff I can't stand. Oh, now that's disrespect. No, it's not.
It's not. I heard the 9. I didn't know everybody ahead of him until I got in, and I was like, okay, that makes sense. Like, if you were telling me, well, you know, it's like you all of a sudden had the Packers coach ahead of him. Like, okay, that's a little bit much. But, yeah, your criteria is what have you done? You've been to the Super Bowl. You've won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, and here's the other thing. Hate to break it to you. If they go out this year and they don't win a playoff game or they take a big step backward, what conversation are you going to have? Still think he's the best coach in the league? We all like Dan Campbell. I find him insightful, entertaining. I think he's incredibly intelligent. And he's done an unbelievable job for our town and for this team. But that doesn't mean he's better than the guys ahead of him. And that's totally okay. That's not disrespect. It's called being an open-minded effing adult, which we've lost the ability to do in sports. Because now all we do is Kremlin media.
Yeah, and it's not anything to do with, well, look at all the players that he lost. Hey, guys, newsflash. In the NFL, everybody's going to go into those final games minus some players. A lot of times, minus stars. So, yeah, I don't know what to say. You don't get a pass because, well, we lost too many defensive players and that's why you lost the game to the Commanders. No, you lost the game to the Commanders because you couldn't stop their quarterback.
But let's talk about it. Let's see if we can talk about this. If you have an issue with the ranking and you want to quibble, that's fine. But disrespect, can it?
And if you have if you're upset with the ranking and you want to move Campbell up, whose spot does he take?
Yeah, and again, if you want to say Mike Tomlin is past his prime, you want to bump Tomlin down and bump Campbell up to 8, that's fine. But the reality is, okay, if I can select a head coach to coach my team, are there people ahead of Dan Campbell on that list, on resume, on performance, on proven? Yeah, sadly, there are. Yeah. And that's okay. It doesn't mean Dan is not elite at what he does. He's clearly one of the best coaches in the league. As long as he made the top 10, how could I be mad? Oh, but man, go to your local website or column or social media.
Well, he wasn't 2 behind Andy Reid.
Oh,
that's
right.
That's the only
right.
one. And you know, they beat the Chiefs.
Yeah.
I don't know if you know that.
Getting to a Super Bowl. And then we'll start talking about putting
they beat
in the
Chiefs
five.
In the regular season.
Right. Without their best players. 248-539-9797. See you again. Facts are mean, aren't they? 248-539-9797. We'll get your phone calls in the mix on a number of things. A couple people want to rap Pistons. We can do it. A couple people want to rap about the Campbell thing. Let's go for it. But we have got to stop where everything is being constantly aggrieved in this town. Buck up, man. Like, you're supposed to be Detroit. Oh, man, us versus everybody. Right now, man, I wouldn't put you against a piece of cotton candy the way you people act. Everything's awesome. Everything's cool, and you're part of a team. Go watch the Lego movie.
Yeah, no need to be aggrieved.
Where's our last championship in this town? 2009. When's your football team's last title? Never. How about your baseball team? 40 plus years. It's okay to talk, guys. Go ahead, Rico.
97.
Just kidding.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, we'll get straight to the people. We got a lot planned today, too. I thought the Dan Campbell ranking thing was interesting. I thought it was respectful. I didn't have a problem with it. He's the highest coach on the list who hasn't been to or won a Super Bowl. But
maybe
again,
they take exception because he's right above Kevin Stefanski.
Yeah, the Stefanski thing, it just depends on your perspective. A lot of people view him as one of the elite offensive minds and a damn good head coach who had a really nice run in Minnesota. And then you're over with one of the worst organizations in football, and look what he's been saddled with. I'm not here to quibble about who's behind Dan Campbell. I don't care. It's that Campbell's on the list. Mm-hmm. But locally, I'll let the aggrievement roll. They shouldn't call the new bridge the Gordie Howe. They should call it the aggrievement bridge. Want to go to the people? We got some people want to wrap Pistons.
Yeah, people, yeah.
I wish we had a pick tonight. We could talk a little more about the draft, but we can't. Yeah. But let's go to Dorian. He's been very patient. Dorian, 97.1.
Mike.
Dorian.
Hey, listen, are you mad at the fan base or are you mad at these GMs?
Everybody.
Because, well, listen, here's the thing. First of all.
Hey, Dorian, you got us on the speakerphone or something? Because you sound far away.
Yeah, hold on.
Yeah, just hold on. If you do us that kindness, it just helps, Dorian. It makes it a better listen for everybody out there. Uh-oh.
Is that better?
So much better. All right, go ahead.
All right. Now, listen, think about this for a second. Now, if Trajan, now, we've had some terrible GMs over the years. What would a terrible GM do? Oh, we're open for trades, knowing that we really don't have any trade value with some of the players we have. Why would you devalue your trade, any kind of trade bait you have, by projecting what you want to do? And you have a core of young players that you have 8 players that are under 25 years old. The core that you really want to focus on has not really played a lot of time together. They're still babies. They're still growing. You need a certain amount of time for that. And plus another factor, Detroit is in Boston. It is in New York. It is in LA. We have never, ever been a free agent destination. Anytime we've made a free agent acquisition, it had to be during the middle of the season.
Yeah, I don't want free agents. Dorian, I've said this all year. I don't. The free agent market in the NBA this year is atrocious. I don't want to play in it.
And maybe Trajan is just waiting until the 26th. Maybe he's waiting that year. And then here's the thing. Imagine if we're in a good position at trade deadline, then he'll probably make a trade. You have to allow this to take place. This basketball is the quickest. You're right. That and football are the quickest to turn around. But it's all based off of chemistry. And when we are – think about this, man. We've only had – honestly, I've been watching this team for 45 years. I've only seen maybe 2 or 3 free agents coming to Detroit and make a difference.
But again, Dorian, you're talking about – this is what I mean. I already put the free agency thing to bed. I'm not interested in it. I want to make trades. I'm even an example. I'm sure this will be framed as going all in, even though it's not. There's a player available who's a career 42% three-point shooter on no less than 5 three-pointers a game. And he is, in my opinion, as someone who watches him a lot, an above-average defensive player. If you want to say he holds his own, fine. I think he's gotten better as a defensive player. 6'7", wing. Just signed, in my opinion, one of the most team-friendly contracts of any non-rookie out there. 4 years, $45 million. He is 50% value of a starter. I'd argue he's the best high-volume three-point shooter in the league.
and he's on the trade block right now.
Okay.
Sam Hauser. That's not going all in.
Wow.
That's called a very team-friendly deal to add to your young core, elite shooting, and no defensive fall-off. You're not going to...
That is the antithesis of you going all in.
Correct.
Sam Hauser is
but
not...
Is that, is that not getting better in the margins?
Right, because I'm like, Cam Johnson signed for more than that. Like, what is he talking about?
He's dirt cheap. Celtics are going to move him. I think he absolutely provides. Look, Pistons hit a ton of threes last year, right? Are you better or worse if you added a player like that? You're better.
Yeah, you are.
And you, and he's going to be cheaper than Tim Hardaway Jr. He's cheaper than Malik Beasley. Now, what if you brought Beasley and him? Oh, but we'd have to give something up. Who cares? That's my point. There's a space to operate in. Even with the call with Dorian, who I like, who's called the show a number of times, he kept going back to things that I put to bed. I don't want to sign free agents. The free agent market is garbage.
No, unless you're somehow convincing LeBron to come here, which I don't think is going to happen.
Right, but the Sam Hauser thing, that's not going all in.
No.
And when you get up at the podium, Dorian, you're right. I don't need you to say we're open for business, everything must go. All you need to do is a stock answer. We're in the talent acquisition business. Every day, 24/7, 365.
Yeah.
And we're always looking. And if something's right, we'll do it. If something's not right, we won't.
Yeah.
But of course, we want to get better. Next question. That's it.
Right.
Versus, first of all, I thought the presentation was terrible. He looked half asleep up there. Come
that,
on
is, that is just his demeanor.
No, be better.
That's his demeanor.
No, too bad.
It's always been going back to Duke.
No, you're a CEO. No, I will not allow that. All right? What are you going to do? Show me Mary Barra up at the podium doing that. No, you're a CEO of a multi-billion dollar corporation. No, I'm not allowing that.
So what did you want him to do?
Just get up there and look like you've had a cup of coffee. That's it. I love how we let these GMs off the hook. They are essentially the CEO of multi-billion dollar organizations. And I'm supposed to sit there and be okay. He looked like he had taken too much NyQuil. And he's like, oh, we're not going to be aggressive.
You know what? No and no.
No and no. Well, how about this? Were you okay with the GM of the Red Wings actively admitting he daydreamed during the press conference? Do me a favor. Have Jeff Bezos up there at the next Amazon quarterly meeting. Are you here? Have Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's 1,000 years old. Hey, here's Warren Buffett at Berkshire Hathaway asleep, head down. Never.
What is that? That's him. Now, what I would have said is, hey, we're going to be working the phones all the way up until our pick.
Yes, also a good answer. David, you were about to say something, and I steamrolled you there. That's my bad.
No.
Let's go to Adam, Dearborn, 97.1. Adam, what's going on?
What's up, man? Sorry, I just started pouring. I don't know if you can hear me.
No, you're good. You're all good.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to say, you know, I was calling about the rankings with Campbell, thinking he should be higher, but as I sat waiting, thinking about it, I changed my mind. I don't think I could put him ahead of – these guys are just too established, the ones ahead of him. So I literally changed my mind while waiting.
No, and it's okay. And look, Adam, I think he's got a shot to eventually be the best coach in football, but you've got to win things that go in trophy cases. It's just the cost of admission.
I would say these guys are just more established. If he can do it without the coordinators, if he goes to the NFC Championship,
sure,
and then in another few years wins the Super Bowl without these coordinators, I think it jumps them over at least 3, 4, or 5 of them.
He'll be a top five coach and a Hall of Famer. Right here, right now, as we enter this season, I'm not. Here's the thing, Adam. You can say, hey, I think he should be here. What about this discussion? There's a difference between talking about it and being offended by it or, disrespect. This town has got to stop with that.
Yeah,
the Lions are the darling of the league. Who's disrespecting
him? You know, as you went along the list of the 8 guys ahead of him, all I could think of is 8 really well-respected coaches. And to put Campbell in that list, I think it was respected him.
Exactly, Adam. He makes it to the Super Bowl, and now we can start moving him up the ranks. But right now, until he gets there, I think 9 is about the highest he can go.
Yeah, I agree.
And don't worry, after the Steelers fire Tomlin, he'll move up to number 8. He'll be just fine.
Whoa!
Just seeing if you were paying attention. David, you don't even like Mike
Who
Tomlin.
Will be the
he won't
next...
get fired, though.
No, but who will be the next 25-year coach of the Steelers? Because you only hire one every 25 years.
It's really something.
Yeah, maybe someone that's an actual intern right now. He's working himself up. I don't know.
In high school.
Might be.
David, a few ticket texts, and then we'll get moving. We've got a lot to take care of, including at 3. We're going to talk about the urgency index. I will explain, and it's going to be for the people, by the people.
I'm with Mike. I'm tired of losing in this city. The other shows can keep their homegrown nonsense and double-digit discos to themselves. I want parades.
I wrote that. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. That's from Mike Valenti.
Sitting across from you.
Tom in Flat Rock says, I don't want them to blow up what they've built to make a drastic change, but can we add the final piece, please, or some other
piece?
Thank you.
Thank you. I will say this for the people in the back. I never have. I don't want the Pistons doing some all-in, hasty nonsense. Never have propagated it. I stood and told you, you got nothing to do with Kevin Durant. That is not the deal for you. But even with Rico and I talking right now, not making stuff up. Now, when people have asked me a direct question, well, who do you want, funny man? And I've said, well, listen, this is weeks ago I told you. I think Derek White's going to be available. You could try that.
Funny thing, according to Paul Sarah, I mean.
Wow. I mean, really? Now that's disrespect. You're going to comp Paul Sarah to Brian Windhorst. Unbelievable. Paul's not even here.
You owe that man lunch or something, man.
Oh, look who's on the screen. It's Paul.
That Jaylen Brown and Derek White, teams in the picking in the top 10 are inquiring about them.
Yeah, and again, it doesn't mean you meet the price. It doesn't mean, but I'm like Kenny at this point. I think Kenny just wants to see the Wings in one of the reports. Just like, again, when people ask us a question.
Kind of like how with the Tigers, and you were in the Bregman thing. You
yes.
didn't get them, but
and
okay.
What have I done since? I've supported the organization because they actually made a real effort there. That's it. I can't demean them. I can't make fun of them. I tip my cap. They tried. I think Bregman went where the ballpark was better, and he got paid more than Aaron Judge. What am I going to say?
True.
But it's the same thing with the Pistons. Love to see them sniffing around Sammy Hauser or being in the mix for some of these players. You don't like the price? I'm not demanding anything. But why the rest of the people at this place got to make stuff up? I don't understand it. I've been very... Paul, no. Paul. Do you realize how old that drop is? That was during the height of the pandemic.
Yes, it was. Yes.
The early stages. And he was doing a blitz. And out of nowhere, he decapitated himself mid-blitz. None of us were in the same room. Paul's a good man.
He is.
Does not deserve the slander from Rico Beer.
That wasn't slander.
How is he hosting the Hoop Collective and running the board? All right. Paul, we love you if you're listening.
Do. I do.
I miss you. Paul's a good guy. He was clutch last week and helped us greatly. All right, let's get some football in the mix. David, the music determines our adventure. Let's hear it. Oh, Kenny just lit up like a Christmas tree. Weeks away from Kenny never leaving the house again. College Football 26?
Yeah, College Football 26 comes out on July 10th. I believe if you have a pre-order, it is July 7th.
Mm.
So it is real soon here. And what they did here is they have revamped the home field advantage in the gameplay. So they've come out with the game's top 25 toughest places to play.
Okay. This is now the key in this, Rico, because I know you're above all this. You're not a man of
this
the streets.
This video game.
Right.
Stuff.
This, they take serious time in figuring out, it mirrors real life.
Okay.
So you're not going to be out of your depth here. Okay. Right. Would you like to start?
Hey, well, give me a couple guesses, Rico.
I got to say, go with Alabama.
Alabama is on the list. They are number 5.
Really? Now, Kenny, would you view Bryant-Denny Stadium as one of the 5 hardest places to play in America?
Yeah, no issue with there.
None?
I mean, respect. Yeah,
okay.
That's fine with me.
Can we go with Samford Stadium? I mean, Georgia. The light show alone, your opponent may end up having a seizure.
Samford Stadium Wow, you got 5-4. That is number 4.
But listen, what Georgia does, along with the fans, listen.
Hey, I'm just glad you copied what Michigan did.
Right, exactly. I'm glad they were the first ones to ever
do
something
Michigan
like that.
Do you know Michigan invented lights? It actually wasn't Thomas Edison.
I know.
Can we stay in the SEC and just my favorite place I've ever been?
Death Valley?
Death Valley on a Saturday night.
Yeah.
It's got to be on there.
Yeah, LSU's number one.
LSU is just built different. The stadium, Rico, all I can just say is the stadium looks like it has 15 levels. It's the people never stop. It is just a level, and the band is incredible.
I can only imagine. And what, they let Tony the Tiger run around?
It's Mike the Tiger, and he's in an enclosure outside the bookstore. He has his own jungle. Okay. No, they don't bring the circus truck out there like they did in the 80s.
Could I hazard a guess here? Because I played 25. Great game, by the way. One of the harder places to play in was Clemson. Is Clemson on the list, David?
That's the welfare Death Valley on a Saturday
Kenny,
night.
That was my next. The next other Death Valley.
Clemson is number 6.
How
you
has
guys are doing well.
Here's my question. When they get off the bus and they touch Howard's Rock, how has no one ever fallen down the hill? Honestly. Hill is steep.
I got to wonder if you just practice. Like, guys, don't be the first. So we're going to practice just running down the hill.
We're going to have no game because everyone will be hurt.
Let's go to the Big Ten.
Wait. Oh.
No, you first. You're excited. And when you're excited, good radio happens.
No, I was going to say, let's go to Columbus, the horseshoe.
Number 3.
Stained glass, bell towers, and a $40 million payroll. It's terrifying. It is still the scariest place I've ever been for a game.
Really?
Terrifying. I got flipped off by like a 10-year-old. They are animals down there. They're built different.
I have never had a bad experience down there.
Oh, you also don't stay. MSU's down 28-0, and you're raising Canes.
Well, no. I've also been to just a Buckeye game. So. I have my connection.
Yes, Kenny.
No, if you want to do your Big Ten one, I have a Big Ten guess.
I was going to give an off-brand one because I know you or David will blurt Michigan. What about Camp Randall, Wisconsin?
Camp Randall is not. Yes, they are. I'm sorry. Yes, they are on this list.
That is a house of horrors for my school. It is a hard place to play.
Yeah, it is number 15.
Okay, go ahead.
Any love for the whiteout in Penn State? Because I remember that being kind of tricky in 2015.
That was my next guess, Kenny.
All right, you guys are good, man. That's number 2. You guys got all of the top 5 so far.
That's good. I mean, we should.
That's good.
Because I would say the whiteout is more intimidating than Buckeye Stadium.
Okay, I haven't experienced the whiteout.
I have. That's fair. And I give them credit. It's just one of those. You would think it'd be so difficult, but everybody has on white.
Right. Well, good thing Big Noon Fox has ruined it. Now you're whiteouts at noon.
Hey, that ain't me.
So you got the top 6. Okay. I wonder if you all can finish the top 10 here.
Can I get Outson Stadium?
Outson Stadium's number 9.
You got a duck riding a Harley. It is what it is. And they spit at you. They're nasty up there.
So we need 7, 8, and 10.
All right, I got another one if you want rapid fire. Rico's ruminating. Kenny just has a dumb look on his face. Yes.
Oh. I was going to say Oklahoma. Is that on the list?
Number 8.
Oh, wow. Okay.
7 and 10, guys.
All right, here
7
we go.
And 10.
Here we go.
Not a great team, but they're bouncing back. Florida.
Florida's number 7.
Excellent work
by
Rico
you guys,
Beard.
Man. So you need number 10.
All right.
And then I'll give you of everything.
Guys, else. Do you trust me? Because
I got roll one. I got one if you blow this.
I want to roll a dice. Kyle Field, Texas A&M.
Number 11.
So I let everybody down.
What if we go South Bend, Notre Dame?
That is on the list.
That's
but
easy.
It's pretty low on the list, guys.
It shouldn't you be know? On the list.
It is number 21.
This is people who just don't like Jesus. Okay.
No, he's lovely, but it's not hard to win there.
Need number 10.
All right, go ahead.
Did we do Rocky Top? Are they on the list?
Question mark?
Rocky Top. They are on the list. Not number 10, though. They are number 12.
How about we oversimplify? What if we go to Austin, Texas?
Darrell K. Royal Stadium.
Texas is number 13.
All right, David.
So you're all around it.
Who'd we miss?
Number 10.
I want to keep guessing.
All right, give him another guess.
Yeah, one more.
As long as he's on the list, he gets to keep guessing.
Correct.
A conference. Can we get a conference?
It
no.
Is. No, I'm not going to give you a conference anymore. Nebraska is not on the list.
All right.
You're eliminated, Rico.
Don't say it that way. It's mean.
The black on black crime.
Man, I've heard about it in the news.
Anyone.
I'm watching it live. All right.
It's like the streets of Chicago.
Oh, my. Yes, Kenny.
What about the cockaboose? Is this on the list?
No.
The cockaboose is number 16.
Yes.
Williams-Brice Stadium.
Rico, it's real. Do you know how loud the chicken crows after every first down? It's terrifying.
All right, so I'm going to go through the rest of this list here. You all will be probably shocked you missed number 10. So at number 25 is Mississippi State, Davis Wade Stadium.
Mississippi State?
At number 25, yes.
Oh, meth head, cowbell carrying losers. All
right. Number 24, it resides in this state.
The big house is 24?
Spartan Stadium at Michigan State is number 24.
No, I got to apologize to everybody.
When they're winning, yes. They haven't been winning, Mike.
I'm sorry.
This is the game.
Is there a black and white mode on this game when I can go back to when we won?
Really?
Maybe Charlie Chaplin's our head coach.
Okay.
Listen.
Does you feel better now?
I do.
Okay, good for you.
Number 23, Boone Pickens Stadium in Oklahoma State.
Yeah, now, see, Detroiters should love that place because don't those idiots carry thunder sticks too?
I think they do.
They slam them on the wall.
They do.
Where's the place with the paddles? I thought that was paddles.
I don't know what it is.
Number 22.
Looks like a Pistons playoff game.
Those are paddles, not thunder sticks.
Okay.
Oh, Carter Finley Stadium, NC State. You got 21. Number 20 is Utah Rice Echo Stadium.
Now, if that's at night, yes.
Yes,
Utah
correct.
At home at night, you may as well not board the flight.
Number 19, Iowa Kinnick Stadium.
House of Horrors. The fans are right on top of you.
Yeah.
I hate that place.
Number 18, Washington Husky Stadium.
Rico has to give the review. That was his no baggage trip.
Great place to play, yes. And when they win, it's purple rain.
Number 17 in Auburn, Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Yes, and it would terrify me if the Eagle is flying unsupervised. That scares me every time.
Really?
Dude, that thing could rip someone's head off, and they just cut that thing loose? How do you trust it? It's a bird.
It's a trained bird.
It's still okay. And guess what? There are trained lions, too. Go ask Siegfried and Roy how that played out.
You got 16, you got 15, you missed 14, you didn't get Florida State.
That was next. I thought about that.
Got 13, you got 12, you got 11, the 10s. The one you missed, guys.
Is Michigan?
Michigan Stadium.
It's fair. They know your plays. Everyone's wearing yellow.
No.
The features in the game.
The game does not have they know your plays.
Your play art gets put up on screen.
Wait, all of a sudden you call your play and then the play comes up on the screen. How did you know I just called that?
We got some play action.
If you buy the MVP edition, there's an Ask Stallions button. You can use it three times a game. It tells you what the other guy called.
No.
Three times. Oh. Who's this guy walking on the sideline? Oh, it's him. That would be funny if that got actually added in there.
And guys, that is your 25
I was
going to
say the other
play.
U of M, but yeah.
97-1.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.